Welcome back to another episode of Talk Shonen. I am Jared.
And I'm Matt.
Yeah, we got Matt here today. Another fun time. Well, today we're going to be talking about the new Disney movie, Encanto, which Matt is an expert about. So I'm actually going to let Matt tell you all about it.
Yeah, all right. So first off, guys.
It starts with an E, ends with an O. But no, we're going to be talking about Encanto, but we're not going to be talking about it like how everybody else is talking about it, where they're just ranting and raving and talking about how great it is. It is great. It's a really good movie. And I actually suggested to Matt, I said that he should definitely watch it. And I'm going to say it again. You should definitely watch it. But we're actually going to be breaking it down how we do on this show, which is we're going to talk about the nerd shit about it. And there is actually quite a bit of nerd stuff to be had when it comes to this. So we're going to be talking and breaking down Encanto, the family members and their gifts, or what they're called. They're not actually called powers. They're called gifts in the movie. Their gifts, and if they would make an effective superhero team to go up against like the likes of, you know, would they be comparable to the X-Men? Would they be comparable to the Fantastic Four? There's more of them, so I would hope that they'd be able to actually do better. You know, would they be comparable to Avengers?
Not the Suicide Squad.
No. Suicide Squad. They're gonna take them out in really, really terrible ways.
Awful ways.
Yeah, awful ways. Yeah, you don't want to put anybody up against the Suicide Squad that's, you know, just a normal mortal. But yeah, so okay. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna explain it to the people like Matt that haven't heard the movie yet and haven't seen it.
Yeah.
So basically what the movie is it takes place in Colombia. It's supposed to be around like the Colombian Revolution.
Okay.
Just because there was people with machetes at one point chasing other people.
Well then.
And the family Madrigal, which is the main thing, I'm going to say it in my white thing so I don't go into my what Kyle refers to as my stereotypical Spanish accent, even though I am Spanish. So I'm not going to go into that.
He's just jealous he doesn't know how to say it right.
Exactly. That's what it is. It's why he doesn't get his food at Mexican restaurants. So it's the family Madrigal. And so it's the grandmother. So it's abuela. And she is on the run with her husband and some stuff happens and they are given they refer to it as a miracle because, you know, it's Hispanic and everything Hispanic has to be somewhat religious. They're given a miracle, which gives them basically giant ass mountains that form out of nowhere.
Okay.
To give them like a little valley to protect them and the people that they were escaping with. And then this magical candle that can't go out is then burning, and she has triplets.
Sure.
And those triplets then are given powers when they become 6 years old, I think is the age that they come of age to get their gifts. So we're going to go through this. So we're going to go through each of the people. And then I think that it's going to become pretty evident as I go through people, when you hear their gifts, who they can be compared to in like modern comic book media. So I'll start with who I think is the oldest. And that would be Julieta, who is the main character's mother. And Julieta actually has the power to whatever she cooks, if you eat it, you are healed from any injury. Like, you're talking about broken bones, anaphylactic shock. I don't know the full extent. It can't bring people back from the dead, apparently. But you're talking about anything short of death.
Okay.
Healed by anything that she cooks. So she just has to prepare it first.
She's like the bard equivalent of a chef.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah. And then it would go to the next person in line. I'm just going off of who I think are like the ages.
Yeah.
Because it's never really explained. But who I think is the next person in line because he's treated as the middle child is the one that no one talks about. Which, if you've been on TikTok, we don't talk about Bruno. Is like blowing up everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's probably just because I liked a whole bunch of stuff about it. You know, that algorithm. Mm-hmm. But Bruno would be the next one. And he has the ability to actually see the future.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, so he's got premonitions. He does, at least as it shows in the movie, he needs a big wide open space. He needs sand and stuff around him. And it forms the sand into a glass. Which first he sees it, and then it gives like the last image, like, or like the most important image about it. It like prints it on this glass. So there's that.
He literally summons a crystal ball.
Kind of, yeah. Except for it's a slab.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But pretty equivalently. You got a good amount of divination there. Then you have Peppa, who's the, I'm pretty sure she was the baby of the triplets. And Peppa has control of the weather based on her emotions. And you're talking about from as simple as make it sunny if she's in a good mood. If she's in a bad mood, you know, just like a minor bad mood, like just minor inconveniences, yeah. A cloud will follow her and it'll rain and it'll thunder on her. But she has been known to, in certain songs, make it hurricane and blizzard in the entire city.
Okay.
So in the town of the Encanto, she has been able to affect the weather to the point of hurricane winds, hurricane rains, lightning, thunder, and snow. And hail also. She did hail too. After that, you're going to get into the grandchildren. So the grandchildren, the who I think is the oldest, is Luisa. And Luisa has super strength. Now, when I say super strength, she, on multiple occasions, picked up and moved a one-story house.
Okay.
Like, it shifted into the ground a little bit, and with a kick, like a quick kick, like a snap kick, straightened it. She also, at one point, is carrying 6 full-grown donkeys. I looked it up. Each donkey weighs around... A donkey can weigh up to 1,000 pounds.
Oh, jeez.
So, just in the scene, she's walking down the street, singing and throwing around, like, yeah, just from one arm to the other, around 6,000 pounds of donkey. Also...
Beast mode.
Yeah. On top of her super strength, she has, I'm assuming, near invulnerability, since she took a what looked like a 4-foot boulder, mm-hmm, threw it into the air, and then it shattered over her.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to go with an extremely enhanced durability. All right, so that's Luisa. She also has the dopest song. I don't care. Everybody's hooked on We Don't Talk About Bruno, but her song is fucking incredible. It's super catchy. But I think it's called Surface Cracks. So keep an eye out for it when you watch it. Who I think is next in line after her goes over to Peppa's kids, and it would be Dolores. And Dolores has super hearing to the point where it's been said that she can hear a pin drop from a mile away.
Ooh.
Also,
how loud is regular things at that point? Does it blow your eardrums out?
It seems like she has some semblance of control, but... It was told that from her bedroom, which their bedrooms become like extra dimensional space.
Okay,
that's, it's like cool, the fucking TARDIS. Like, it's a normal sized house, but when you go into somebody's bedroom, it becomes like this massive thing. Like, Bruno's room has like a fucking 10 story high tower to it, that's, but it looks really small.
Oh, so, Bruno's John Leguizamo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta watch this.
Yeah, dude, it's so good. But yeah, so from her room, which is her own extra dimensional space, into Luisa's room, it's been said that she knew that something was wrong with her because she could hear her eye twitching.
Oh.
So that is how acute it is. And it has been showed that, like, during a celebration where everybody was really happy and kind of yelling and shouting, she did cover her ears. But it does seem that, you know, normal noises don't, like, deafen her. So it looks like there's some semblance of control.
Okay.
Next is going to be Isabella. Okay. And Isabella has the power to create and control plant life.
Okay.
Normally used for flowers, but she has been shown to make any plant life up to trees, yeah, vines, carnivorous plants.
Imagine getting attacked by poison ivy vines.
Yeah, I don't want.
You'd be done.
That. Yeah, I've had poison ivy enough in my life to know that that is enough to just ruin your week. You're just done. But yeah. So she can create, craft, mold, move these extremely complicated and intricate. Like, she made full like flower and plant statues of, like, herself.
Topiaries.
Yeah, like full topiaries, yeah, of herself, where she's made of a bush, and then her dress is made of flowers.
That's cool.
So she has an insane level of control. But then she's also seen Spider-Manning around on vines. So it seems like she can control at least the momentum to an extent of the vines to get her swinging and moving around and, like, lowering her down and raising her up.
Yeah, so that would some be kind of waterbender.
Yes. She's those guys in the swamp. Yeah. So that would be her powers. Now, the main character, Maribel, she has no powers.
Just a normie.
She's just a normie. That's the whole thing is her trying to fit in. Now, I will say she does have an extremely good connection with their living house, where it basically, yeah. I don't think she even needs to walk in that house. She chooses to walk, but I don't think she has to, because she has been moved around, had things brought to her. It like slid down things, like skateboarded down the stairs as they fold in. She has a very good connection mm-hmm. with the living base, I guess is how we should probably refer to it. Abuela's the same, just so you know, doesn't seem to have any powers.
Yeah, that's actually what I was just going to ask.
But at the same point, she did make a giant mountain.
Yeah.
That, and also the house was magically formed for her. So it's not necessarily stated on whether her gift is giving people gifts, or her gift is just maintaining the power, mm-hmm. or if her gift is legitimately making shelter, like walls and things like that. There's a theory going around that her power is making walls. There's also a theory that Mirabelle's power is breaking down walls, both physical and emotional, which is like a big part of the movie.
Message.
Yeah, that's the message. It's deep. This movie honestly cuts really, really deep, especially into Hispanic culture, because it's really big on like generational like trauma and abuse, like how sometimes the expectations of your grandparents and your parents are the worst thing for children.
Yeah.
And there's no bad guy that can exist in the world that's worse than, you know, the crushing pressure of your the people that are supposed to be taking care of you and protecting you. So it's a very deep movie. I love it. But so after Mirabel is going to be Camilo. And Camilo can shapeshift into anyone.
Oh, six.
Doesn't seem to be a limit. He can go from...
Only people, though?
Only people.
So, like a...
like Morph.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
From the X-Men, yeah.
Pre-earworm.
Yes. I'm glad that you pointed that out.
That's the saddest arc ever.
Oh, my God, yeah. And the fact that they were just like, yeah, we're going to start out the show with the death of Morph. It's going to be great.
Heck you, Mr. Sinister.
Yeah, so he can change into anybody from a baby, like literally completely change his mass.
Oh, wow.
To like a baby all the way up to someone that is, I think like the guy's like probably like 6'4", 6'5". So I think it's only limited to who he's seen.
How dense would that baby be?
Oh, super
think
dense.
About it. He's got the same mass.
Oh, yeah. So he'd be super weak if he became a really big person.
You're trying to pick up that baby, you'd be like,
yeah. It'd be the Ant-Man conundrum.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Would he be able to punch someone as a baby with the full force of punching as a teenager?
If I had that power and I could, I would only fight in baby mode. I'd be like, are you really going to hit a baby right now?
Right? I mean, it's going to get to that point and be like, you going to hit me?
Yeah.
You can hit me. Goo goo gaga. And just a quick punch. So then that brings us to, I think, the last person, which is Antonio. Who is the youngest, and the movie kind of starts with him getting his gift, and his gift is the ability to communicate with any animal.
Oh, okay. Get a little Eliza Thornberry action going on here.
So he can talk to animals, he can understand them, and they seem to have a general care for him. Like there's like an immediate bond. Yeah. So it's not like he can just talk to them and they're like, oh, I'm going to eat you.
You're like, hey, so.
And he has to like convince them not to. They're immediately his friend. He rides around on a Jaguar for That's most of this sick. Fucking movie. And I don't mean the car. I mean a real fucking Jaguar.
A Jaguar.
A Jaguar. Yes. A big cat. Which the subtitles mistake as a leopard, even though there are no leopards in Colombia. There are Jaguars.
They're Jaguars. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, stupid Disney. Get it wrong. But yeah, so that is the power set as it stands.
Okay. Now, that's a pretty good spread.
Right? I mean, you got how many characters is that?
10, including Abuela, but she seems like Professor X.
She does. And she is as fucking heartless as Professor X also. So she is, I see her definitely as a Professor X, just being like, I know it's dangerous and you are my family, but you need to go out there and put your lives on the line to do what I want. So yeah, so you have two people that have generally maybe no powers.
Okay.
But they have, I will say
that. Yeah, I mean, Jubilee was on the team.
Yeah, Jubilee had...
She might as well have had no power.
Yeah, she might as well have just been... She might as well have been the maid. It's like, oh, it was brought in just to clean up after the place.
Yeah.
By the way, do you like fireworks? Are sparklers your favorite fireworks? Because that's what I got for you. I don't care about her upgrade. The moment I made fun of Jubilee, Turtle like ripped me apart. He was like, you know that she... And I'm like, well, I know she's more powerful.
There's a timeline where she's Omega, but that's not every timeline.
Yeah, exactly.
I just imagine it like getting sprayed with bright, dry water. Right? Like it would be exactly like getting sprayed with a hose, except for when it's over, you're like, oh, I'm dry.
I think like this is how I've always imagined Jubilee's power. It's if someone is grinding metal and you walk past it and you're kind of like, that was mildly
set you on fire.
Yeah, you're like, that was mildly uncomfortable. Good thing I'm wearing non-flammable materials. Good thing it didn't get in my hair while I have a bunch of hairspray.
Okay, well, and then the volume of her power, like the amount of it, like, right? Like, I guess I could see how it disorients if you think about it like that. Yeah. Like, not my eyes.
Exactly. It's bright, but I mean, if you're wearing non-flammable stuff and sunglasses, she's completely useless.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
like Cyclops would just be like, stop.
Yeah. Be like, I'm completely immune to your power. This is ridiculous. Funny. But yeah, so Mirabelle and Abuela are the equivalent of Professor X if he didn't want to use his mind powers. And Jubilee, let's just say that.
Cool.
But then you have, you know, you have things running the gamut, like I said, of, you know, accurately predicting the future.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't even like a...
It's like that Nick Cage movie.
Like, maybe it can change. But so far, according to the movie, every single thing he saw happened exactly like he saw it.
Yeah. So this is like some, like, fate power.
Yeah. Like, they say that it was open to interpretation, but then as watching the movie, I realized that, yes, the final image was open to interpretation, but the vision itself happened exactly like he saw it.
Yeah.
So this dude is legitimately seeing an unchangeable, fate-locked, you know, event in the future. Yeah. So what do you think? If you're looking at this, compare to like a big superhero team, what do you think?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of them, first off, right? So even if none of the powers are like too OP.
Numbers is always a good
thing. Right? Like this is like X-Men sized.
Yeah.
Like of a group. You know what? That's why I kept comparing it to that.
Yeah. This is definitely 90s X-Men.
Yeah. I mean, like weather control, super strength, plant control, future sight, like all of those animal communication, which don't get those dogs hurt. But
don't put them in too much harm way. But
that's like in a place with like jaguars and like
monkeys and,
like,
and
is it alligators or crocodiles in South America?
They're caimans,
caiman crocs. Yeah, they're not the biggest, but like river otters, you don't mess with them.
There's that's another thing that I wasn't even taking into account.
They're called water jaguars in one of the languages down there. Like
exactly. I wasn't even thinking about the fact that, you know, their powers are perfectly suited to their environment.
Yeah, 100%.
Like
weather control in the rainforest?
Yeah.
Like,
that's insane. Well, I mean, the fact that she can make it snow in the rainforest is insane.
Yeah, I mean, you could literally kill all the crops.
Yeah. I mean, if they wanted to be villains, it would be an unstoppable
just stranglehold on the region thing.
Like, what I'm thinking is, I'm thinking that, like, you have your, like, go-to front runners. Like, you're going to have Luisa in the front.
Yeah, 100%.
Being basically, in her song, she literally says, diamonds and platinum, I find them and flatten them.
That's funny.
Which, if you can flatten platinum and you can crush diamonds, you're basically a hydraulic press at that point.
You're like Colossus.
Yeah.
I mean, she looks like she's built like Colossus.
Oh yeah, you saw the picture. Yeah, she's basically
she's got guns for days.
Yeah. She knows her worth. but yeah. So I mean, you have her as your juggernaut, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You have Bruno chilling back, which I feel like Bruno, situationally, like you're gonna use him at first. I feel like if he, because he's highly superstitious.
Yeah.
Which I think is limiting his power.
He'd be like the recon on the group.
Yeah. Him and Dolores. I feel like you would say, like, Dolores would be listening to stuff and Bruno would be predicting the future, unless his, because it really seems like a lot of their like emotional and mental baggage affects their powers directly.
Okay.
Like that's a big part of the movie. But I think for Bruno, his superstitiousness.
Yeah.
Directly affects how his power is able to be used.
Okay.
Where he needs the big open space. He needs the sand. He needs this. I feel like if he would ever be able to move past his superstition, he can probably use his power faster.
Yeah, he's got he has to reach Ultra Instinct.
Yeah, exactly. Because if he could just mid-fight be like, I know you're going to throw a punch.
Yeah. Did you see the Nick Cage movie I was referencing?
Next?
Is that what it's called? The one where you can see just into the future?
Yeah.
And then he's like dodging the bullets, but you see all the versions of him that get shot.
That get shot. Yeah, yes. Exactly. So if he can get himself to that, you know, level.
Yeah. His flow state.
Yes. Exactly. If he can get to that level, he would be unstoppable. And for Dolores, like I originally was like, you know, would she be an infiltrator? Would she be just sitting in the back relaying like to Abuela?
Yeah.
But then I was like, what if she's like Daredevil?
Oh, okay.
Like
she has eyes behind her head because she can hear
she
everywhere.
Can hear it coming.
Like a bat.
If she can hear muscles twitching from that far away, she'd be able to dodge bullets.
Think about that. You know the scene in the movie when a bridge is going and it's like, do you think she hears like the muscles like,
that's what I'm thinking. Like I'm thinking that if she really focused on someone in a fight, she would know, like even if they try to fake her out, be like, the muscles on your left aren't tensing anywhere near the muscles on your right. You're going to punch with your right.
Yeah.
And you're going to hear the wind start going off of that. And you're going to, because if she can hear your muscle twitch
and
from
Bruno could
away,
just whisper on your left.
Yeah.
And she would know.
They'd be the perfect team. Like, I definitely think those two in all black suits with like night vision shit would be going in scoping things out. But I feel like if they ran into some trouble, they'd be legit able to just.
They'd be like, send in the hammer, and Luis would just bust through the wall.
Jumps down, just hit 3-point hero landing, and just juggernauts through all the walls. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Camilo also, I feel, would be on the infiltration team.
I mean, shapeshifter for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's, especially if he gets to a point, because he's in like a really confined town that's separated off from the rest of the world. They don't have TV. They don't have anything like that. You start putting him into a situation where, especially if his mask actually changes, like if this is like some magic, because it's magic.
Yeah.
It's magic.
Yeah. What's the tall Justice Friends, the tall Native American guy?
Yeah. Yeah. Apache Chief.
Apache Chief, right? Like he becomes like Godzilla size, but he has the mask behind it.
If he in-nupchucks into.
In-nupchuck.
Yeah. But I mean, like if his mask switches and then he looks at a fucking UFC fighter for 1 second. And you're telling me he can perfectly recreate a UFC fighter?
Yeah.
So if his muscles, his bones, everything like that switches to it, he's not going to have their skill. But that just means, you just need a danger room in Casita at that point. Yeah. You just need your magical house to turn into a danger room and just train him in some martial arts.
Yep.
And just put him in front and just start showing him videos of some of the biggest, strongest, meanest people that have ever existed. And you have
just Lilo and Stitch him, like he just learns by watching real quick.
Yo, it's straight up Lilo Dallas. Yeah. Just sitting there fucking just, learning that shit. Just Matrix upload, I know Kung Fu now.
That's so funny.
Yeah, that would be like, dude, can you imagine him just turning into Bruce Lee? Especially if he had been training at that point to martial arts.
Depending on how big you get, you don't even like a dump truck don't need the skill to hit you.
Very true. You turn into a sumo wrestler.
Just needs that mass.
Yo, okay. I'm thinking of this now. He transforms into someone that has like very powerful leg muscles. Jumps.
Can he do it like
instant?
He could like be like cruiserweight, jump up into the air, sumo weight, and then like body slam him.
That's what I'm thinking, because literally there's a scene where he is running, jumps off of something, transforms into, and then like he transforms into one person, jumps off like a child.
Yeah.
So I guess like, so he weighs less.
And again, like, and don't hit me. I'm a kid.
Yeah. It throws him up in the air because he weighs less. And then he immediately transforms into someone that's taller to try to reach something. And then he misses because his power runs out. But, spoilers, I guess.
This whole thing, you described the plot in the beginning.
Yeah, it's fine. I'll just put spoilers in the title. But yeah, so, you know, he seems to be able to shift pretty much instantaneously. It takes like a half a second, if that, for him to be able to do it. Which at that point, if you have that much control, you can go to punch him and he can turn his head into a baby. It goes directly over his fucking head.
You can only do humans though, right?
Only humans.
Okay, so he can't like turn into a turtle.
Yeah, if he can turn into animals, he'd be insanely OP. But yeah, strictly humans. And I think even with humans, he can do an extremely good job. So definitely infiltration team. I'm pretty sure Isabella is going to be whooping some ass with plant control.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, first instinct, I wanted to say Poison Ivy, but it's more like, how about Sedusa from Powerpuff Girls, right? She could control hair.
Yes.
Except you got plant control.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, no matter what, even if she is just like Poison Ivy, it's still, Poison Ivy is as dangerous as she is for a freaking reason.
Yeah.
The amount of poisonous plants. Because like, just make a carnivorous plant, and if you can control
something covered in thorns,
yeah, dude, freaking just someone's chasing her down, and just all around her or all around that person for as far as just a briar field.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you tied up a bad guy. What if you tied him up with a briar thorn?
Oh,
like I ain't trying to rip out of that.
Yeah, exactly. And then who else is left? Who else have we talked about?
I mean, like, I feel like we skipped over. Peppa, because weather control is
she's
like
Storm.
Storm is one she's of the most Storm, OP like X-Men lineup.
Like, she's the de facto leader on the field.
Oh, yeah.
That's what that is. There's no way around it. And Julieta's just chilling on the back. Like, she's chilling in the back.
So what is she making? She's making just like a little like carry-on food, and she's like, here, I'm the
healer. Could just have like packets full, and if someone gets hurt, she's just like, fucking eat this out of
it. It's like instantaneous.
Dude, it is literally the main
character. Pokemon, I gave them a donut and they healed.
Yeah. The main character has a slice down her hand, like a piece of ceramic tile cut her hand. She takes one bite of an arepa con queso, which I've never had it. I have no idea what it actually is.
I heard with cheese, it sounds good.
Looks delicious. But she takes one bite of that and it heals.
That's sick.
Her father is stung by apparently a ton of bees to the point where his face is swollen up, his hands swollen up, like total anaphylactic shock. Takes one bite. Perfectly fine.
How'd he swallow it with his throat swollen?
I guess he wasn't allergic. It was just the amount of venom that was through him was just swelling him up. Plus, I was a cartoon.
But listen, Futurama taught me everything I know about bee swarms.
True, yeah. Oh, man. But also, a guy had a broken arm, and the broken arm literally reformed itself.
Oh, it like set and everything.
Like, yeah, he didn't have to flick it up and then eat it. She didn't have to hold it.
It's like a restoration spell in Dungeons & Dragons.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is legitimately restoration at that point.
That's sick.
So as long as she cooked it, it doesn't say that there's a limit. It doesn't say that like,
she's like
the food goes
like,
bad.
It's almost like making potions for her. She's like enchanting
her pretty creation. Much. Like, I feel like as long as it's in aluminum foil and still warm, she's good. she's going to just have satchels full of, like, pre-prepared food, and she's just going to be handing it out as necessary.
I imagine it's cold, and you're like, this didn't heal anything. Delicious, though.
What's fine. She doesn't even need to be there. She just needs to pack everybody a really good lunch.
Yeah. You just, like, bust out a bento box.
And just be like, yo, just take a bite if you're hurt and put the rest back in the box. So then just keep fighting. You get hurt again. Take it out. Take another bite.
That's how I played Skyrim.
Exactly. Just carry 100 wheels of cheese.
Yeah, like, did you just eat a cheese wheel mid-combat? Like, fight me!
That's the one thing I love about Skyrim. If you really think about what it would have been like to be fighting the Dragonborn and just be like, did you just eat a whole apple, the core, everything?
Yeah.
A wheel of cheese, a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
And
the bottle the potion came in.
down. Exactly. Yeah. So literally eats, there's no glass.
It doesn't show up in your inventory.
You don't drop it on the ground. It's like that, what is it? Viva La Dirt League? They had the thing. Oh, it's a YouTube thing where they make a lot
they do the like RPG videos.
Yeah, like the Epic NPC Man.
Epic NPC Man.
Yeah. So they have one where it's like they're doing like an MMO thing, and like one of them is like called Horse Pocket.
Okay.
And it's like, oh man, we gotta go to the next town. Oh, that's so far away. Oh, we'll just take a horse. Oh, they're like, is there any fast travel? Nah, no, nowhere close. We'll take our horse. And they're like, oh, well, we left the horses back in town. We're going to have to head that way. And he goes, why, man? Just take it out of your horse pocket. And he goes, take it out of my horse pocket? And he goes, yeah, your horse pocket. And he goes, what is a horse pocket? Oh, it's a pocket for a horse. It's like, so you're telling me that every time you want to ride a horse, you just pull one out of your pocket? What part of this aren't you getting? And then he just he goes, all right. So he goes, you demonstrate for me how this works. And he goes, all right, I'm taking my hand. I'm reaching it into my pocket. I'm pulling out my horse. And then he just throws a horse out.
That's great.
And then the horse forms. But he has another one about like a potion. Mm-hmm. And the one guy drinks the potion. And he's like, all right, well, what do I do with the empty? Do I just put it in my inventory? He's like, what do you mean the empty? He's like, what do you mean what the glass jar that's in my hand right now? And he just goes, dude, you just take the potion. He's like, I did take the potion.
He goes, he's telling him to eat it.
And literally, he just goes, he's like, all right. He's like, well, you show me then. He's like, okay, take the potion. Chomping through the glass.
Like bloody mouth and everything.
His blood coming down. And then you just see it be like, bling, like his health goes back up.
Imagine if that's what it took to heal yourself. Like
you had to eat glass.
Or something like, okay, you're bleeding out. This is a healing knife. Stab yourself. Repeatedly. And then you just feel better.
The whole slice, you have to stab down it.
But it hurts.
Yeah.
And then it heals.
Would you do it?
If it healed, like if it was like, at this point, like magic science, like I knew. Yeah.
Like you, 100%, you have to know. Handed you a knife and was like, if you cut yourself with this knife.
Well, I mean, like, do I know magic's real?
That's really the question.
Yeah.
I would say how would you react if you didn't know magic was real?
I, at the end of a mission, one LARP event, I was pushed over by an NPC and they mounted me.
Yeah.
And then just started stabbing me in the chest repeatedly. And when someone came over with a sword to stop him, he started going, heal three, heal three, heal three, heal three, as he's just stabbing me repeatedly. And they were like, oh, I guess he's helping him.
He's like, just keep track of the health points.
So, hey, who am I to judge?
The healing rogue. I mean, I feel like eating some home-cooked food is definitely going to be better than chomping on glass.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Or getting stabbed over and over again with a knife. But I feel like this would be, like, if we're going to compare them to the X-Men.
Sure.
Do you think they beat the X-Men? Or do you think,
well, first off, Jean Grey.
Kind
of destroys everyone.
Okay, let's just say it's in that time period where Gene was.
I think they could beat the Fantastic Four.
Oh,
because we have Thing and Louisa.
Turtle's gonna hear this episode. He's gonna be so bad.
All right. Plant Control could go against Stretchy Guy.
Could,
because they both have kind of like a power that could like move and change shape and everything. Yeah. Weather Control could go against Johnny Storm.
Ice,
wind,
water. Like you're gonna have tons of stuff. Yeah,
Captain Planet. And then who do we have for the Invisible Girl, or Invisible Girl? I guess that's her name.
Yeah, the Invisible Woman. She's a woman.
I guess Future Sight would know if she was about to attack you when she was invisible.
You'd be able to hear her no matter what.
Super hearing. Team up again.
Yeah. Also, at one point, literally. Kyle did point something out. Disney magic does trump all. But also, on top of that, at one point of the movie, she made flowers that like puffed out like spores.
Oh, God. Okay.
And like, if those spores, just okay, if I learn nothing from My Hero Academia, mushrooms.
Okay.
Like, if she would just grow mushrooms.
Yes, please.
And just have the spores, you breathe them in, and they just grow. Because she can control growth.
Wait, so what if you're saying, what if she controls a plant that shoots spores on Reed Richards, and then he can't be elastic anymore because some kind of weird mystery enzyme?
Could.
That sounds like magic science to me.
It can literally, like, encase him in sap.
Who knows?
A bunch of fucking sap.
Right.
Or, like, literally just breathe them in, and then mushrooms start growing in your esophagus. Because that's what legitimately happened in My Hero Academia. So, I mean, like, if that happened, done. The whole encounter is done. Or just, you know, mushrooms growing all over Sue Richards. You know, she just has mushrooms growing over. You can't go invisible if you got mushrooms growing all over you.
True. Well, can she make other people invisible sometimes?
She can. If she puts, like, a big shield and stuff like that.
Yeah, I guess she could.
You're still not losing your sound, though.
True.
You're still going to be heard. True. You're still going to be fucking foresighted. You're still going to have the divination wizard there pulling out every single move you're about to do.
Well, actually, how about this? If she grows mushrooms on you, she can still control them, right? Well, though, if you want to be real, you want to split hairs, mushrooms aren't plants.
Yeah, true, because they're just a fungus.
Yeah.
One thing that I was thinking about, she can take a seed.
Mm-hmm. The old mushroom seed or the old watermelon seed.
Watermelon in the ear or in the stomach.
Yeah.
And literally just make
you. Well, she can control it. That means like telekinetically almost. Like,
I haven't seen her control a seed, but she control like her vines. She just moves around however she wants.
So what if she just flicked a seed at you? She like flicked a seed at you and then curved the bullet and then it go up your nose.
And your fucking head explodes.
Bro.
Dude,
tentacles.
She can grow, out your nose. She can grow a tree in your head.
Yeah.
Like, you can't survive that. Because it does seem that she can just grow it wherever. Like, she's done something where, like...
Can she, like, rapid grow it, too, right?
Yeah, rapid
grow. So she can just encase someone in a tree?
Yeah. Yeah, you can just be in a tree.
Just grow a redwood tree on someone?
Yes. I feel like as long as it's in, like, the ground or in a seed,
yeah,
she can then grow it. So if she has a seed, she can spread to a full-grown adult tree in a split second.
Yeah. They don't even need the full team to beat the Fantastic Four.
They wouldn't. It's crazy.
Yeah.
They're insanely powerful. You can even have Mirabelle just there Batmaning it up. Just give her some gadgets and shit and teach her some martial arts. She was really effective. She was really effective without having a gift.
That's so funny.
I mean, like...
Yeah, know. Batman don't got one.
Exactly.
Well, his gift is wealth.
Well, me and Turtle have stated multiple times, we're like, he's not human.
He mastered 13 forms of martial arts in how many years he was missing? Like, most people mastered don't... Mastered
every form of martial
just
arts.
Just about.
He mastered every form.
It was only 7 years. Yeah, in 7 years, this man mastered 13... Well, was the old number was 13 forms in 7 years.
And now it's
which
every
like,
single
there, people don't master art. One sometimes.
You need 10 years to master anything.
Yeah. He did. Bruce Wayne was like, no, you don't.
He's like, if you're good enough, you can master.
He was like, hold my cowl.
Yeah.
He didn't master anything.
He got good enough. He has so many hours of angst as the one thing that he's mastered.
Hey, Bruce, what are you thinking about? Parents.
I will say that the family Madrigal would get bodied by the Justice League.
Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, well, Superman's on it.
The Flash is on it.
I mean, Aquaman can fight Animal Guy, right?
Oh, yeah. You'd have land animal. Well,
Land versus sea.
Land versus sea.
That's a surf and turf battle.
That is a surf and turf. There's going to be some steaks and shrimps. Oh. Yeah, yeah. I mean, so, like, yeah, Bruno can... But no, I mean, the issue is that Flash transcends time.
Yeah.
So, like, Bruno can be predicting the future, and Flash can be moving fast enough to not be in that future.
Yeah, well, that's because, I mean, the time force, isn't that what it's called?
Speed Force.
Speed Force. It's yeah. It's magic.
It's 100%
magic. The Speed Force is magic.
Yeah.
Like...
And so, it's going to come down to, can Disney magic beat... DC magic, which is God magic.
Yeah.
Because that's literally what it is.
Yeah, DC's the multiverse. Disney is plot armor.
Yeah, yeah. I guess it's just depending on what universe it takes place in.
It's true.
If it takes place in a Disney universe, DC's fucked.
No, Injustice.
If it takes place in the Injustice universe, everyone's fucked. All like, of them. Everybody's fucked. Half the DC characters are fucked because they're just going to be killing each other.
I was going to say Superman goes evil and kills everyone.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, that's what it really comes down to. I feel like if you're going to put them up against like X-Men or you're going to put them up against the Justice League or the Avengers, they can hold their own, but they're not going to win unless particular members are out.
Yeah. Well, so how about this? How about 1v1? Power versus power.
Oh, okay.
Like, so how about Peppa versus Storm?
Storm is going to body her.
Yeah.
Because Storm can affect weather on... Peppa can at least affect weather on, like, a valley.
All right, how about this? Season one Storm.
Ooh, season
one. Peppa's a new character.
Okay. Huh. Yeah, because season one Storm, basically, she wasn't Omega level.
Same question. Season one for all of these X-Men whose powers match.
Okay. I'm still gonna give it to Storm.
Okay.
Because Storm had the control over where her lightning hit.
True.
And I think Peppa's just creating it. Yeah, she's summoning it.
It could strike her.
Yeah, technically.
That would suck.
Yeah, that would really, really suck. But I think Storm's beating her. I think Camilo morphs faster than Morph.
Okay.
So I think he, as long as he has, and also I think he can do it. Like Morph always had to like watch. What people were doing.
Well, Morph also just always had a strong friend. That was kind of like his other power.
Yeah,
he's like, beat him up for me.
It's like One Punch Man. How like King is the second most powerful hero because Saitama always comes around. That's basically Morph. So I honestly think Camilo would probably beat Morph if he had some martial arts training. I'm assuming all of this is taking into account that the family Madrigal isn't just trying to help their town. They've been training to be a superhero team.
Yeah.
At least equivalently to the X-Men.
Yeah, Universidad-X.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my god.
Oh, that was loud. It's fine. Oh, that was your phone. Okay. I just making sure it wasn't my computer for a second there.
No, you're good.
Okay, so yeah, so if they had the equal training, I'm going Camilo because his morphing is just instantaneous.
Yeah.
Who would we be putting Antonio against? He is a child. Like, should we age them up at all?
Who's
because Antonio's six?
We're talking about Marvel X-Men. Who would be?
Because there's no one that has like
younger and have the power to control something else.
Squirrel Girl.
Did she control the squirrels though?
Yeah.
Did she?
She can summon them, talk
to
them.
Isn't she also invincible? Like invulnerable?
Technically. Technically. She's technically invulnerable. But honestly, I would say okay, let's just put Squirrel Girl versus Antonio. Squirrel Girl can control squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
It's right there in the name. She's a girl with some squirrels. Lots of them, actually. Antonio seems to have animal communication and also animal empathy. So I'd say that even if he went up against Squirrel Girl, he would win because even though the Squirrel Girl is controlling the squirrels and like they're listening to her, they would also listen to Antonio. So I feel like the squirrels would be like, I'm out. Like, I'm not, like, I can't. I can't choose. I love you. I love you now. Even though I just met you, I really love you. And then he would be like, hey, so you're out of animals, right? Jaguar, eat her. Like, he would be able to just be like, I'll just pick another animal. Since it's any animal.
Yeah. I knew there was someone. There is a mutant named Chat in Spider-Man.
Okay.
And right. She can talk to animals. She basically has the same power.
Okay. So then it really just comes down to who's trained better and who does it. I mean, as long as it is that, just because the whole thing is that talking to animals doesn't mean that an animal's going to like you.
Yeah.
Like, you need to have some sort of empathic bond with the animals to be able to be like, they'll do literally anything that you say.
Yeah, it says she can understand them and they become friendly around her. Okay. Even if the animal is normally aggressive.
Okay, so it's pretty much the same thing.
I think she wins then, though, right?
Well, it's the same thing with Antonio.
After her. Oh, so they couldn't send animals after each other.
They would be a fist fight, he's a six-year-old, so he'd lose.
she's Peter Parker's girlfriend, so she's probably at least a college student.
Yeah, she would be able to, she would be able to beat him like within an inch of his life because he's a toddler, basically. I would love to see that fight of just be like sending animals, and the animals are just like, I can't, I can't, I can't. And then she just walks over and punches a kid.
That's so funny.
Yeah, that's a win. That's a win to chat, I guess.
Is yeah, what, alternate universe Superman or Spider-Man universe.
Yeah, okay, cool. So that'll go to her because she can beat up a toddler. You don't even need any training to be able to beat up a toddler.
That's my favorite matchup so far.
Oh, shit. Okay, is there like a Poison Ivy equivalent in Marvel?
Oh, God.
That's gonna be an interesting one, because I mean, her versus Poison Ivy, I think she wins actually, because Poison Ivy can't rapid grow, can she?
That's the thing. I didn't think so. I thought she could like get the plants to grow, and it was fast for a plant.
Yeah, it was,
but
quick.
It wasn't no like whip catch kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, she wasn't gonna like make a vine grow out of nowhere and whip something and like bring it back. That wasn't gonna happen.
No, the only thing I can find is Ego, the living planet gut person. That's like old Marvels.
Oh, stuff. Ego would fucking destroy her. He's a planet. He's a celestial. There's no going up against that. So who has a comparable power? Like who would be... Huh. If we're just going off of X-Men, you guys, I don't know, control.
Well, it's just the Marvel universe. Honestly, you want to say anything, she could just fight Poison Ivy. Like, there's
she
no
can,
rules.
Yeah, if we're going to put her up against Poison Ivy, she can grow plants faster than Poison Ivy can. And she seems to have full control of them. Poison Ivy...
I can't believe there's not a plant person.
...talks to them? I get... Because that's what her whole thing is. She can communicate with plants and, like, get them to do what she wants. And she's immune to poisons and stuff like that. So I guess, like, you know, she wouldn't be able to, like, grow oleander.
Plant Man.
How can I forget about Plant
Who
Man?
Who knew about Plant Man?
Oh, my God. Plant Man.
Whoa, is this what it's called? Chlorokinesis.
Chlorokinesis?
To control and generate plants.
I was going to say either chlorokinesis or, like, botankinesis.
And it says the X-Men Mutant Ability Wiki. Who has power?
Plant Man.
Known users, Owl Co. Or all. It's like A-U, like gold.
Oh, okay.
A-U-C-O.
Yeah.
There's an...
Alco. Gold in Colorado.
It's a lady.
There we go. Okay, so she can do that. We don't know the extent of her powers.
She's an evolved human.
So she's not Omega level.
No.
And I'm going to go with she can probably grow them pretty quickly. I don't know. I'm just... Since I don't know who she is, she's not important, so plot armor, Isabella's going
to
win.
Yeah, it says the most notable thing about her, she was using her power to grow enough crops for a village.
Isabella does that on that's like every day for her. She covered her entire village in flowers because she was, or not even in flowers, in like agave leaves and shit, and cactuses, because she made a cactus one time.
Oh.
And then she covered her entire village in that. So, I mean, like, I'm going to give it to Isabella. Isabella seems to have more punch up.
Yeah, I like the speed at which she can, like vine whip around.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah. And she basically Spider-Man's around. Like, she's good enough.
Isabella.
I don't think we can put... Can we do healers? Because the healer would be what? It would be fucking Wolverine.
Well, how about... Wolverine heals himself, yeah. Right? She can heal herself.
She can heal anybody. Anybody who eats it. I think that comes down to a fist fight, and she's like a 53-year-old woman.
I wonder who has powers that's like...
Like, specifically healing powers.
Or like healing other people.
Yeah. Like, I could have swore I remember seeing something, because I remember seeing someone place their hands on someone that was fucking injured. And they healed. Could have been a preacher on you know, late night TV though. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like. There's like so many people can heal, but I don't think there's anyone
that heals
like,
other people.
Well, not even because I mean, Jean Grey could literally when she became Phoenix, she could literally like heal people's mental trauma.
Okay, so we're like, so at that point, we're gonna have to put Julieta against Phoenix.
Yeah, but she can't do that.
Yeah, she lost. Okay, let's go to somebody else. Dolores. It's going to be Dolores against Daredevil, and Daredevil wins.
Is it because he has nunchucks?
He does have the billy club, which helps. But I don't know. I feel like, well, I don't know, because she does have a seemingly, she has a really good control over it, but we don't know the limits of her power. And we do very well know the limits and the extents that Daredevil's powers can go to. Because he does have the, he does have that, that full, that, that the world on fire, as they called it in Netflix, where he has that full 3D,
oh, yeah.
360 degree vision because of that. And I think that he his is probably more detailed because she can rely on sight. But since he can't,
yeah, I get you.
His is probably stronger, so I feel like Daredevil most likely is going to end up winning. Plus, he was trained by assassins.
That's true. The kid from New York wins again.
Kid from New York's going to win. Who can predict the future?
Can Wanda?
Can't. Wanda wins.
If she, if we pick Wanda,
if you put,
yeah,
if you put Wanda against anyone, they're gonna. They're gonna lose because she's just that powerful. She's universe breaking, literally. She's literally universe breaking. I love how we're saving Luisa for the last because there's so many people that she can go up against, and it's really all depending on which one. Also, because she's my favorite. She was my favorite character in the whole movie. She was incredible.
Which one?
Luisa. But for
oh yeah, well yeah, Luisa. I mean. So many.
Yeah, there's almost too many people. Like, if we were going to put her up against Beast, because Beast does have super strength and enhanced durability.
Yeah. Her guns, her shoulder muscles reminded me of Colossus.
Yeah. Oh, that, yeah, okay, let's just go Colossus. All right, let's save Bruno for end, because we don't talk about Bruno. And let's go with Luisa. We're going Luisa head-to-head with Colossus. Now, Colossus can take a shit ton of punishment.
That's true. But she can flatten diamonds and platinum.
Exactly.
Well, where does adamantium show up on that? Because isn't that what his skin's made out of?
No, his organic.
Oh, it was the, it's still, that's right. Because he like literally doesn't cover him. It like just like
Yeah, his skin morphs into the organic metal. Which, I mean, honestly, she's at an advantage. She is always at her most powerful. She doesn't have to switch. Because he's super strong and very durable when he's in his, you know, regular human form. But if he's going to reach his most powerful, he does need to take a second to shift.
Yeah, true. And you can get a punch in on him before.
Yeah. She's always going to be at her strongest. And it's kind of implied in the, in like her song and in the movie and things like that, that her strength and her durability, it is what she needs it to be to protect the people around her and to help the people around her. So if she has no ceiling on her strength, like a lot of the stuff is stylized.
Okay.
Like, so during her number, she at one point is literally lifting their house. And I'm assuming that that's like a,
like a Superman, it's like a, moment.
It's like a metaphor.
Yeah, where it's like she's as strong as she needs to be in every scene.
Yeah, so, but I'm just wondering if she actually is to the point where she can lift an entire mansion if she needed to.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't think I've seen Colossus do that. I don't think Colossus can lift a big-ass building. I've seen Colossus struggle with cars and trucks and stuff. He gets them lifted.
Yeah.
But he struggles. She effortlessly kicks a house and re-straightens its foundation. She lifted a bridge, mm-hmm. like a stone bridge. It was only like, I would say maybe like 15 feet and like maybe like 8 feet wide, made completely out of stones, picked it up and put it over the river. She's what placed it down.
This does say one time Colossus carried a K-14 submarine out of the ocean.
Oh, shit. Damn.
And okay. And he fist fought World War Hulk.
Oh fuck!
Yeah, I okay. mean, I'm the. It says traded blows, so I'm assuming he
probably
didn't
lost
win,
pretty quickly.
Like,
yeah, yeah. Oh fuck! Yeah, if he went toe to toe with the Hulk, I don't know. It's really hard.
He caught a speeding train.
Okay.
He broke Juggernaut's helmet.
Okay, and that is that. That's basically magical.
It's pretty strong.
That's from a god.
Colossus's helmet or Juggernaut's helmet?
Yeah, it's the Turtle was telling me this. They're the bands of Sycorax, and I think the helmet is the helmet of Sycorax.
Yeah.
Well,
because even those bands were like to like bind him, weren't they? To like keep his like.
Yeah, they're also what really amplifies Juggernaut's strength.
Oh, okay. It's opposite.
It's like, what makes him.
It makes him stronger.
It's what makes him unstoppable. Because anyone wearing the bands.
Yeah.
Momentum wise, can't be stopped.
Once
they start moving, they can't be stopped.
He has his strength, but his inertia comes from the bands. Yeah,
his literal unstoppable inertia comes from the bands.
I actually didn't know that.
Yeah, and then the helmet, other than just protecting him from his brother, does something else. I forget what, but I'm pretty sure that was forged by a god. So you know what? I'm gonna say situationally, we're gonna say with the information that we have, Colossus will leak out. But I think it would be a dope fight.
Yeah, I was just going to say, an issue with this is all these characters have one version of themselves.
True.
And with like trying to pick someone for them to fight, we could just pick the strongest version of them.
It's, yeah.
Like.
Yeah, so you know what? You know what we'll compare it to? We'll compare it to.
Season one Juggernaut.
Colossus. Colossus. If we do season one Colossus, I think Luisa wins.
Okay. I feel that.
Yeah, because people have broken through his organic metal skin.
True.
Especially early on. Like, I feel like he gets stronger as it goes on, but I feel like at least early into it, I feel like she can win. And then we just, you know, why don't we just skip Bruno just to go with the meme?
There is a, I was just looking this up.
There is a Foresight character in the Marvelverse.
Yeah, Peter Petrelli.
Peter Petrelli from Heroes?
Is that it says it's in the X-Men power thing? I was trying to ask you if you knew who that was. Is that a Heroes character?
Peter Petrelli. That's Kyle. Am I right? Peter Petrelli is Peter from Heroes. I could have swore that's who he was. And his power is empathic power copying.
Oh no, you're right. This is, I don't know why they have not X-Men stuff in this wiki.
Okay, cool. Then let's just.
I don't see another future site.
Bam. We don't talk about Bruno. Bruno's in a league of his own.
He wins.
There we go. He won.
He got a bye week.
The rest of your family fought. Some of them to the death. Some of them aren't going to make it home. But Bruno, you of them are friends now. Yeah. Yeah. You get away now. you get the easy week. Win by default.
Who's Mirabelle fight?
Mirabelle, Batman, she loses.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. But he's not Marvel.
He's not. Okay.
We were doing X-Men, kind of.
Oh, shit. Who's just a Hawkeye or Black Widow?
Yeah, right.
She's going to lose to Black Widow.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, Mirabelle.
And Abuela can fight someone else who's old.
Wait. Who's old?
Right? It's like who's?
Madame Web.
Madam Web's whooping that ass.
I was gonna say she's interdimensional. She's
interdimensional. She can see things. Fucking Abuela made a wall one time.
Oh wait, maybe Bruno has to fight Madam Web.
But no, she can't see the future. She can just see what's going on in other dimensions.
That's right. She's like omnipresent.
Yeah. So she just has so she can see what's going on now.
Yeah.
Anywhere he can see what's gonna happen.
That's a good team.
That would be a good team. Because like literally, she'd be like, "Hey, real quick, focus on that one." Bad shit's gonna happen. Cool. Send Spider-Man 500,000 to that one. Well, I think that's probably where we can end it.
Yeah, nobody fights Abuela because respect your elders.
Yes, respect your elders, unless they're causing serious generational trauma.
Yeah, and then slap down your elders.
Then one of the grandkids can slap the grandmother, I guess. I don't know how I want to end this. Well, why don't we just do it basically saying that you can find us anywhere that you find your podcast. Follow us on our website at rumrunnerspodcastnetwork.com to follow our show here on Talk Shonen, to follow Rum Runners, to follow Dark Rum. Check all the episodes there. Find the merch. Find access to the Patreon. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Talk Shonen. Join the Facebook group, Rum Runners Podcast Network group on Facebook, to see a bunch of cool stuff there. We are partnered up with Times Live Radio, so follow on Facebook at Times Live Radio Studios. We're going to have a lot of shows that we produced coming out of there. If you'd like to join the network, you can do that on, you can message us at rumrunners@gmail.com, and you can join up to have your podcast on the Rum Runners Podcast Network. A lot of cool stuff comes with that. It doesn't really cost you anything. It's just a lot of fun. You can join the family. Now, Matt, where can they find you?
Well, I'm normally hanging out twitch.tv/ipunch__. You want to watch me play some games? Mostly horror stuff.
It's fun. It's funny.
You know, just being a...
spooky boy.
Being a wacky guy.
Just being a wacky, spooky boy.
Screaming, no thank you. Come by. What else do you say to a ghost? Like, I mean, like...
I don't want it.
You're like, no, please.
Do not touch me. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
All right. Well, until the next time, everybody, we love to have you here. Embrace your fandom. And you have a good one.